Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and I've been asked to do a walk around of the ICOM IC7610, and it's a fairly typical front panel. It's an oblong shape, and a large part of the front panel is taken up by the display, the touch display, and there are controls and sockets to the left, and controls to the right, and also controls below the display. This is a typical modern complicated radio with many controls. And so although you can speak the frequency and mode, to use all the different functions would probably need an app on a phone or on a PC. So let's go first to the very top left-hand corner of the front panel. And if you move your finger down just slightly and go to the right, you'll come to a button, and that is the power button, which turns the transceiver on and off. Now, if you come down from the power button, you'll come to a horizontal row of three buttons. The left-hand one is the transmit button, the middle one is the timer button, and the right-hand one is the tuner button. If you now move back to the left to that transmit button and come down, first of all, you'll come to a socket. That's the headphone socket, and below that, a socket for the electronic key. If you now move your finger up to a position between the headphone and electronic key sockets and go to the right, you'll come to the main AF, RF and squelch control. The small knob is the main AF control, and the larger outer knob is the RF gain and squelch control for the main receiver. If you now come down from that control, you'll come to two horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is the noise blanker, and the right-hand one is the noise reduction key. Now, if you move to the left of those, towards the left-hand side of the front panel, and come down slightly, you will find two USB-A connectors, one above the other, which have a connection of such things as a USB flash drive or an A-type keyboard or an RC28 remote encoder, a mouse or a hub. And if you come all the way down from those to the bottom of the front panel, you'll come to the round microphone socket. And if you move your finger up to a position between the microphone socket and the USB sockets and go to the right, you'll come to a rotary control. The small inner knob is the AF gain or the AF volume control for the sub-receiver, and the larger outer ring is for RF gain and squelch of the sub-receiver. Now, if you come down from that, almost at the bottom of the front panel, you'll come to an SD card slot. It says that this lights blue when an SD card is inserted. Moving to the right of the SD card slot, you'll come to a very long horizontal row of buttons which are below the display. And the first one is menu. The second one is memory scope. The third one is memory pad right key. The next one to the right is memory pad read key, then auto tune, then quick, then exit, and then there are two smaller buttons next to each other. The first one is record, the right hand one is play. And that concludes the left hand side of the controls, and also all the controls below the display. So we're now going to move to the right-hand side of the front panel. If you move to the right of that record and play buttons, then you'll come to the main tuning knob, which is a very large knob. And if you go just above the tuning knob and move to the left, then you'll come to the transmit frequency check key. And then if you move across to the right, on the right-hand side above the tuning knob, there you'll come to the main sub change key. Now, if you move your finger back to that transmit frequency check key, that's the one just above the knob, tuning knob, and to the left. and then move up, you'll come to two buttons, one above the other, and above that a rotary control. The first button that you come to is the dual watch key. The one above that is a split key, and the multi knob is above that. If you go to the right of the multi knob, you'll find a whole block of buttons. There are four rows of three horizontal keys in each row. And if we go to the top one at the left of this block, they are mostly the band buttons. And so the left one is 1.8 MHz, the middle one 3.5, and the right-hand one 7 MHz. And the next row down, the left-hand one is 10, then in the middle one 14, the right-hand one 18. And if we go to the third row, the left-hand one is 21 MHz, the middle one 24, and the right-hand one 28 MHz. And then the bottom row of these buttons. Then we come to the general coverage band key, which is the left-hand one. The middle one is 50 MHz. And the right-hand one, that is the main stroke sub access key. Now, if you go back up to the top row of those buttons, and move across to the right, and just slightly down, you'll come to a twin rotary control. Again, this rotary control has an inner and outer knob, and one adjusts the low frequency of the IF filter, and the other the high frequency, so you can widen or narrow, or move the high and low edges of the filter, however you want. And if you come directly down from this twin PBT knob, then you'll come to two horizontal buttons. The left-hand button is the filter key. The right-hand button is the audio peak filter, twin peak filter key. And if you go down from the middle of those two buttons, you'll come to another double rotary control. This is the key speed and pitch control. And if you come down from that one, you'll come to a horizontal row of three buttons. The left-hand one is the RIT key. The middle one is the delta transmit key. And the right-hand one is the clear key, which clears the RIT and delta transmit shift frequency. And if you come down from those, you'll come to, again, a twin rotary control, which is the RIT and delta transmit control. And if you go down and slightly to the left, you'll come to the last button on the front panel, which is between this control and the tuning knob, and slightly lower. And this is the important speech button, which will speak the frequency and mode. And that concludes the layout of the front panel, and I'll now go to the connectors on the rear panel. Now, this is a very busy rear panel, and there are a lot of connectors on it. But if we go to the rear panel, the top left-hand corner, and come down at about 45 degrees, we'll come to the power socket for the DC 13.8 volt supply. And if we come directly down from that, we'll come to four sockets. That's two horizontal rows. And the top row, the left-hand one, is the receive antenna in, and the right-hand one, the receive antenna out. And the bottom one, the left-hand one is reference in, and the right-hand one is for the transverter. And if you move to the right of those, you come to a large fan. And if you go to the top of the fan, to the left-hand side top of the fan, and go slightly up, you'll come to a horizontal connector, which is for the tuner. And if you go back to the top of the fan and then go to the right of that, then you'll come to the ground terminal lug. And if you come directly down from that, you'll come to four horizontal sockets. The first one on the left is the remote socket. The next one to the right is an external meter socket. Then to the right of that, external keypad, and to the right of that, a key socket. And if you continue to the right, then you'll come to two round sockets. And these are both accessory sockets, accessory socket 1 and accessory socket 2. Now, if you go across to the left to a position between those first two sockets, the remote and the meter, and come down, you'll come to a square RJ45 LAN socket. And if you move to the right of that, you'll come to an external display connector. And if you go to the right of that, you'll come to a USB port type B. And this is for digital data input and output. And to the right of that is a USB port type B, which connects to a PC for remote control operations. And if you go to the right of those, you'll come to two horizontal sockets. They are both external speaker sockets. The left-hand one is external speaker B, and the right-hand one, external speaker A. And if you go up above those, you'll come to two more sockets horizontally positioned. The left one is ALC. The right-hand one is SEND. And if you go up from those two sockets, you'll come to an SO239 socket, which is antenna 1. And to the left of that is another SO239 socket for antenna 2. And that completes the walk around of the front panel and rear panel of the ICOM IC7610.